Machine recounts are underway across Florida for three statewide races, Florida Governor, Agriculture Commissioner, and U.S. Senate. Despite some issues with tabulators in Duval County Monday, local election supervisor Mike Hogan says he expects to be done counting by midday Wednesday. Hogan says with around 381,000 ballots to be recounted, he wanted to get an early start on the state-mandated machine recount, so his staff came in on Sunday and worked through Veterans Day, which most government employees get off. But since the process kicked off, two of the county's high-speed tabulators have malfunctioned. Now Hogan says they'll have to re-recount about 15,000 ballots. Despite those hiccups, he expects to be done well before the deadline.
Every process, every piece of equipment, we have backups to the backups because we only get one shot at this. We have to be through at 3 o'clock on Thursday.
Once machine recounts across the state are finished and results are submitted, a manual recount could be triggered if any of those contests fall within a quarter of a percentage point, but only if there are a certain number of ballots with what are called overvotes and undervotes. That's when voters choose more than one candidate or no candidates in a contest. If the number of those wonky ballots is bigger than the margin separating the race, cue the manual recount. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.